Come Tuesday, Pennsylvanians will elect 7 judges to statewide appellate courts. And that includes the state Supreme Court. WHYY's Dave Davies looked into who's funding their campaigns and some of the messages the cash is bankrolling.
Voters will pick one justice for the Supreme Court, 2 members of Commonwealth Court, which hears cases involving government policy, and 4 judges for Superior Court, which hears appeals in criminal and civil cases.
The fundamental problem is that the voters will know precious little about these candidates. In many cases, they won't even recognize their name.
That's Franklin and Marshall analyst Terry Madonna. Since it's hard to get voters acquainted with candidates, the political parties look for simple, straightforward messages to push their slates. Like this one.
Angry about Donald Trump? Trump threatens our civil rights. Vote for judges to protect our rights. Send Trump a message. Vote for the Democrats.
That ad is filled with images of President Trump and mentions his name 3 times in 15 seconds. Republicans say it's a cheap gimmick for Democrats to run against Trump rather than compare the candidates and their qualifications. In the marquee race for Supreme Court, Republican candidate Sally Mundy has a big lead in fundraising. She also has the advantage of incumbency. She was appointed by Governor Tom Wolf to finish the term of Michael Aiken, and she's rated highly recommended by the bar. Many Republican ads don't even mention party affiliation, but they do have some targeted partisan messages. One mailing that features an image of a military salute plays on the controversy over athletes protesting during the national anthem. The headline reads,
"Vote for judges who share our values and stand for the flag. Vote Republican."
That drew a sharp rebuke from Daniel Seisler, who earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan serving in Army intelligence and is managing his mother, Democrat Ellen Seisler's campaign for Commonwealth Court.
"I didn't risk my life in Afghanistan to have Republican judges question my mom's patriotism. Judges should be better than this."
The Democratic candidate for Supreme Court, Dwayne Woodruff, is a former Pittsburgh Steeler and a common pleas court judge, rated recommended by the bar. He struggled to raise the money to compete with Mundy. Candidates for the 7 appellate judgeships have raised about $4 million since June, according to campaign finance reports. Half of that came in checks of $10,000 or more. Who are the big contributors? Madonna says, who do you think?
"A disproportionate amount comes from organizations and individuals who have, in some respects, a vested interest in more ways than one about the outcome."
By far the biggest donor is the Trial Lawyers Association of Philadelphia. The group's PAC, the Committee for a Better Tomorrow, gave nearly $1 million. They typically favor Democrats, but in this year's Supreme Court race, they've snubbed the Democrat Woodruff and pumped $150,000 into the Republican Mundy's campaign. They say they like her qualifications. It probably didn't hurt that her husband is a former president of the Pennsylvania Trial Lawyers Association. Building trades unions contributed more than $400,000, most of it to Democrats, because they want judges sensitive to their members' needs. Sometimes a personal connection can mean a lot. Bob Asher is a Montgomery County fundraiser. His committee, the Pennsylvania Future Fund, helped a lot of Republicans, but gave more than $200,000 to Commonwealth Court candidate Paul Lally. Any particular reason?
Yeah, I'm his finance chairman because his dad is my best friend and his mom, and we've known each other forever, and I knew Paul growing up. And so when he asked me, I was honored to do that.
One thing that hasn't appeared in this campaign is outside spending from national groups like the Koch brothers or George Soros. It's a homegrown Pennsylvania fight, and it's over Tuesday. Dave Davies, WHYY News.